Vyrie number 5. My Pokemon Sapphire being stolen. A long time ago, when the Game Boy Advance was the shit, I got a gift from my aunt, and that was obviously Pokemon Sapphire. I believe that was either a birthday gift or some, I don't know, I just don't remember why they gave it to me. But yeah, they gave me it for some reason. This video game meant a lot to me because I've played every single Pokemon game from until that generation at that time. And I was excited to finally play Pokemon for the Game Boy Advance. Those type of video games and the video games that I have now, they mean more to me than gold. A boulder of gold. Because a boulder of gold, you can't do anything with it. It's just going to be there, pissing you off. The only thing you do is sell it. What are you going to do with that? And, so, like I said, the past of my Pokemon experience was really good to me, and I completed all Blue and some of the other generation Pokemons. And one March break, I was looking for my Pokemon Sapphire because my friends came over. We were gonna battle because they got Ruby, and I was looking everywhere for it, and I couldn't find it. After a few hours, I had this disgusting feeling that someone stole it, and I felt like someone betrayed me. Why would someone steal something from me so valuable? Really don't know. And at this time, I couldn't really afford video games, and it's like it's luxury for me, and like it's almost like every year or so I got a new video game at that time, and this felt like this just rubbed me the wrong way, and I had to feel this way for a long time because there was no other video game to fill in this emotion or this place in my heart, and after a few days, I had an idea who the person was, but I wasn't that type of person who was going to call the person off, because what happens if that's not the person? Now, like, I have suspicion, but I wasn't, like, 100% sure, so I just kind of had, like, a mini grudge on that person. I wasn't rude to the person, the person didn't know I had a grudge to them, but, the thing that was worse was that I was at the Elite Four, so I was around the end of the game, and I was just getting to the grinding session parts where you have to level up your Pokemons, and I just leveled them up to a good level to beat the Elite Four, and From this day, I still look for this game. It's not here. I thought I lost it. There's many times where I have this idea that I lost in this place because I haven't looked there. But we had renovations on our house, and it wasn't there at all. I looked at every single box, everywhere you can think of for this game. But I just can't let go that someone would steal this game. Now, like I said, I can't let go of it. This game being stolen. There's still something that's so mysterious about this game. I still have this box, and it just haunts me. Every time I see it in a pawn shop, this game, I always look at it, and I say, you know what, I can't buy this one. I need the one that I got. And it's just hard to get something that wasn't something given to you. But to smooth this out and make a good ending for my Vyrie, at least like 2 or 3 months, 2 or 3 years later, I got Pokemon Emerald for Christmas, and I finally got my that need of playing a Game Boy Advance Pokemon game off of my back, and yeah, that hopefully that was a year I remember forever. Enjoy my podcast, you can check out my YouTube channel, Robert the Adventurer, where I play a large variety of video games, videos of my everyday life in Canada, and a video format of my Vyries. Once again, Robert the Adventurer on YouTube. Check it out.